it's time to get down, get down. In our studios, we have our friends Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras from NPR Music's Alt Latino, a show dedicated to Latin alternative music. They recently did a show dedicated to Latin funk, and you know we can't resist a funky beat, so we invited them to share their grooviest tunes. Felix, Jasmine, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
So what should we start off with?
I say we should start with Mima from Puerto Rico and her song Oigo Voces, or I Hear Voices. Tando sola, oigo voces, no conozco a esa gente, no son gente, son a veces como sombras en la mente, entonces se me mete tremendo miedo a la muerte, tremendo tembladera con este crujir de dientes.
So this is very kind of textbook funky beat. Felix, back when funk exploded here in the U.S., artists like James Brown and Sly and the Family Stone, is that what we're hearing, a little trace from that period?
We're hearing leftovers, yeah. I mean, back then, the technology just didn't allow the dissemination of the music as quickly as it does now. So while James Brown and Sly, that's late 60s, they really started to define that style, it took a few years. It wasn't until like maybe the early to mid 70s that some of the Latin American countries, some of the musicians there started reflecting some of that influence.
And Jasmine, give us some context about this artist, Mima. Like, who is she kind of in that world?
Well, she's a Puerto Rican artist who's really big on the island's Latin alternative scene. I like it because it reminds me a lot of, remember that Rockwell song, I Always Feel Like Somebody's Watching Me? Kind of like a spooky funk. Mm-hmm. And so she's basically talking about how when she's alone, she hears voices, and she's not really alone. There's, like, ghosts all around her. But then she ends up befriending the ghosts and taking a shower with one of the ghosts. And, you know, she cooks.
The plot of this song alone has me. We should have led with that. All right, what else do you guys have for us?
Now we have very sensual music from the Bay Area. This is artist Guapele featuring the rap duo from Panama, Los Racas. Estoy listo pa tu cuerpo guiar. Ten cuidado. Si sigues provocándome, verás que no es relao. Tú quieres saber lo que voy a hacer. Todas tus fantasías sexuales yo te haré. I wanna know what you wanna do.
This feels a little steamy for Sunday, guys.
this track is really, it reminds me of the song Pillow Talk by Sylvia way back when. And Los Racas add a whole different vibe to it because they're a little bit more explicit.
And for people who are familiar with Guapele, I mean, she's an artist who is R&B, new soul, and a little maybe on the sweet side. And this kind of brought an element of kind of danger to it. How'd they end up collaborating?
They're both from Oakland. Her father is South African and her mom is Israeli. They're from Panama and they're also based in Oakland. I saw a stand-up comedian once that was kind of making fun of how a lot of R&B collaborations with rappers, like the R&B singer, she'll always sing something very romantic, and then the rapper will sing a, you know, something very explicit.
Right, will come in rumbling and just kind of,
it's like a clash,
growling a little bit. Yeah,
battle of the genders.
All right, so next artist on the list.
Next up, we have a classic release. This is a song from the 90s, but this is a band that broke up, and they recently announced that they're getting back together, and their press release announcing it was actually, "The Funk is Back." And this is Ilia Curiaki and the Valderramas from Argentina, and it's the song, my favorite of all their songs, Jaguar House. Llama las llamas del funk ardiente.
Welcome to the shower house. So is this a new song from them, or is this a song from the 90s?
This is one of their old songs. They haven't released any new material yet.
Felix, can you give us an idea about who they are? I mean, in the 90s, we were still in our grunge phase, I think, here in the States.
If you deconstruct this song, get into the DNA of the song, you get an idea of who they were and where they're coming from, because I hear a lot of Parliament Funkadelic, you know, that rhythm guitar in the background. That's a whole art in and of itself, from James Brown up through Chic and Bernard Edwards. I mean, there's all these different elements to it. And the slow, funky groove, you just can't stop it. It's like a runaway train.
Well, after all of this funk, I'm almost scared about what song you want to go out on. Okay.
We're going to go to Mexico with a producer by the name of Toy Selecta.
Tell me about this guy.
Toy Selecta is a producer. He's from Monterrey, Mexico, in northern Mexico. And Monterrey is I was there once covering Latin alternative music, and it's really a hotbed of activity. It's like almost, it is the Nashville of Mexico, because it's very, very, the country style music is there. But out of nowhere, this alternative scene, the rap, the rock, the electronica kind of spread out. And Toy Selecta is one of the main proponents of that scene. He is sought out by musicians specifically for his sensibilities. It's always very playful. And in this one, it features a vocalist by the name of Ray Pila. To me, I hear, at first I heard Prince, and then I heard Curtis Mayfield. You know? Yeah.
This song also has an awesome name. It's called Villain Chillin. Don't be afraid.
Well, it does. It is. The word chillin came up in my mind, I have to admit, when I heard it. More importantly, it's the kind of song I feel like I'm going to have stuck in my head for the next couple of hours.
I certainly hope so.
I thank you guys for that. Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras, they host a weekly podcast on NPR Music. It's called Out Latino. Make sure you check it out on npr.org/outlatino. Felix and Jasmine, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
It was awesome, as usual.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.